Chapter 1. The stars were clear and bright in the northern Laotian sky at 5 a.m. on May 21, 1965. The trouble was that I should not have been able to see the stars. The thatched hut that I shared with two of my Thai partners had no window in it. My ears were ringing from the shattering noise that had awoken me. I was looking through what, until moments before, had been the side wall of the hut, when the initial mortar round was followed by a second that blew dirt and debris through the gaping hole. The mortars were joined by the sound of automatic weapons fire ripping through our small area of huts that rested on a slight rise above a northern Laotian village. I shouted to the two Thais to go out the door on the north side of the hut and head towards the dirt airstrip we had just cut out of the jungle. I had slept, as usual, in my fatigue jacket and trousers, with my jungle boots on and laced. I pulled several bandoliers of ammunition over my shoulder, shoved grenades in my jacket pocket, and checked the .38 caliber Smith & Wesson that rested in the shoulder holster I had also worn while sleeping. There is something to be said for being paranoid when you are the lone CIA paramilitary officer behind enemy lines within a few miles of both the Chinese and North Vietnamese borders. The sound of automatic weapons fire, mortars, and grenades was growing in intensity by the second. Bending on one knee, I drew my knife from its sheath on my belt and slashed at the plastic overlay on the map board on which I had marked both enemy and friendly positions. I did not want that map to fall into enemy hands. Two North Vietnamese soldiers, eerily backlit by the first light of dawn that began to brighten the sky, lunged into the doorway. Not seeing me, they began to spray fire from their automatic rifles in an arc, starting to their right and turning left towards where I knelt a few feet away.